Lenten Journey, Day 1. From the east to the west, and throughout the entire Christian world, wherever people call on the name of the Lord in holiness, by their prayers and intercession, may the Lord have mercy upon us. So begins the prayer of sunrise from the service of the same name, Arevakal, from the Armenian Orthodox Church. We are reminded today that just as the sun rises from the east and travels to the west, shining its light, radiating its heat, so too we find God everywhere. We find the presence of God everywhere and anywhere, where there is life, where there is love. On this first day of Lent, our church fathers direct us to the Gospel of Saint Matthew, asking us to keep in mind that during the Lenten journey, we will have three main obligations. One is giving, the second is prayer, and the third is fasting. While fasting is more formalized, in other words, keeping away from meats, dietary restrictions, and while prayer gives us an opportunity for conversation, almsgiving is the action element to this Lenten cycle. We'll be looking at all three of these in detail in the next few days, but for today, as a primer, as a beginning, we look at all three of them in context in the Gospel of Matthew, specifically from the Sermon on the Mount. Let's take a look. We're reading from chapter 6 of St. Matthew. And Jesus says, "Beware of practicing your piety before others, in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. For whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do, in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Secondly, Jesus talks about prayer. "And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Finally, we see in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, the order to fast. "And whenever you fast, do not look dismal, like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." On this first day of Lent, we have an opportunity to begin fresh, to start this 40-day period as an opportunity, not as a responsibility, not as an obligation, not with any negativity, but as an opportunity to grow. Today's message came through in each of the passages we read. It's between you and God. That's the message of this first day. It's actually an opportunity for you to reflect and see what is the goal of this Lenten journey. During the next 40 days, you're going to see what is really important in your life. Much like Jesus, after he spent 40 days in the wilderness, he was tempted to change the stones into bread. And surely he could have. But he said, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from God." This next 40 days gives you an opportunity to see what is necessary in your life. Set your goals for the next 40 days. It's easy. And you'll find that by prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, those three things actually facilitate the realization of your dreams and your goals. And remember, it's between you and God. Saint Nectarios reminds us, seek God within your heart and not outside of it. Remember, it's just between you and God. Take advantage. Here's an opportunity like no other. Let us now pray the prayer of Saint Nersus Schnorhali, the grace-filled. O Christ, the guardian of all, let your right hand guard and shelter me by day and by night, while at home and while away, while sleeping and while awake, that I may never fall. Have mercy upon all your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. This has been day one of the Lenten journey. We are engineered by Ken Nalik, produced by Suzy Shadaravian. The music you heard is from the Vazgenyan Seminarians at Lake Sevan, from an album called Arevakal. This is Father Vazgen Movsesyan inviting you to join us always for all of our podcasts and broadcasts on epostle.net. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.